This is the 2000 Key Stage 3 Mental Arithmetic Test C. Listen carefully to the instructions I'm going to give you. When I've finished, your teacher will stop the tape and will answer any questions. However, you will not be able to ask any questions once the test has begun. I'll start with a practice question. Then I'm going to ask you 30 questions for the test. On your sheet, there's an answer box for each question, where you should write the answer to the question and nothing else. You should work out the answer to each question in your head, but you may jot things down outside the answer box if this helps you. Do not try to write down your calculations, because this will waste time and you may miss the next question. For some of the questions, important information is already written down for you on the sheet. I'll give each question twice. Listen carefully both times. You'll then have time to work out your answers. If you can't work out an answer, put a cross in the answer box. If you make a mistake, cross out the wrong answer and write the correct answer next to it. There are some easy and some harder questions, so don't be put off if you can't answer a question. Your teacher will now stop the tape and answer any questions you might have. Here's the practice question to show you what to do. I'll give the question twice, and you'll have 5 seconds to work out the answer and write it in the answer box. What is 40 doubled? What is 40 doubled? Now put down your pens. Now we're ready to start the test. For this first group of questions, you will have 5 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 1. What is 30 add 70? What is 30 add 70? Question 2. What is the cost of 3 books at £4 each? What is the cost of 3 books at £4 each? Question 3. What is £4.61 to the nearest pound? What is £4.61 to the nearest pound? Question 4. How many lines of symmetry does a semicircle have? How many lines of symmetry does a semicircle have? Question 5. Write in figures the number 2002. Write in figures the number 2002. Question 6. What is half of 6y? What is half of 6y? For the next group of questions, you will have 10 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 7. The chart shows the number of pupils in a class who like to play football, tennis, and hockey. How many of the pupils like to play tennis? The chart shows the number of pupils in a class who like to play football, tennis, and hockey. How many of the pupils like to play tennis? Question 8. Which of these numbers is nearest to 199 added to 199? Draw a ring round the answer. Which of these numbers is nearest to 199 added to 199? Draw a ring round the answer. Question 9. I'm thinking of a shape. When I fold it in half along a diagonal, it looks like the shaded diagram on your answer sheet. What is the mathematical name of the shape I started with? I'm thinking of a shape. When I fold it in half along a diagonal, it looks like the shaded diagram on your answer sheet. What is the mathematical name of the shape I started with? Question 10. Look at the diagram. What fraction is shaded? Look at the diagram. What fraction is shaded? Question 11. Subtract 19 from 65. Subtract 19 from 65. Question 12. I face north. Then I turn through 180 degrees. Draw a ring round the direction I'm facing now. I face north. Then I turn through 180 degrees. Draw a ring round the direction I'm facing now. Question 13. Look at the numbers. Add them together. Look at the numbers. Add them together. Question 14. How many books costing £3.99 can I buy with £20? How many books costing £3.99 can I buy with £20? Now turn over your answer sheet. Question 15. The picture shows five children. Draw a ring round the child with the median height. The picture shows five children. Draw a ring round the child with the median height. Question 16. The height of Tower Block A is 200 meters. Estimate the height of Tower Block B. The height of Tower Block A is 200 meters. Estimate the height of Tower Block B. Question 17. Look at the table. It shows how many bottles of milk were delivered one day. What is the modal type of milk? Look at the table. It shows how many bottles of milk were delivered one day. What is the modal type of milk? Question 18. Two tickets cost £8. How much do 5 tickets cost? 2 tickets cost £8. How much do 5 tickets cost? Question 19. A spoon holds 5 millilitres. How many spoonfuls do you get from a 250-milliliter bottle? A spoon holds 5 millilitres. How many spoonfuls do you get from a 250-milliliter bottle? Question 20. Your sheet shows a big cube made from centimetre cubes. What is the volume of the big cube? Your sheet shows a big cube made from centimetre cubes. What is the volume of the big cube? Question 21. In a box of 10 calculators, only 7 work. What is the probability that a calculator chosen at random works? In a box of 10 calculators, only 7 work. What is the probability that a calculator chosen at random works? Question 22. The length of one side of a square is 12 centimetres. What is the perimeter of the square? The length of one side of a square is 12 centimetres. What is the perimeter of the square? Question 23. What is the largest number of right angles a quadrilateral can have? What is the largest number of right angles a quadrilateral can have? Question 24. What is 20% of 50? What is 20% of 50? For the next group of questions, you will have 15 seconds to work out each answer and write it down. Question 25. Look at the timetable. How long does the journey take from Leeds to Chesterfield? Look at the timetable. How long does the journey take from Leeds to Chesterfield? Question 26. Which two of these numbers are multiples of 7? Draw a ring round each of them. Which two of these numbers are multiples of 7? Draw a ring round each of them. Question 27. A drink costs 49 pence. What is the cost of 8 drinks? A drink costs 49 pence. What is the cost of 8 drinks? Question 28. I buy two cakes, each costing £2.55. How much change do I get from £10? I buy two cakes, each costing £2.55. How much change do I get from £10? Question 29. Look at the sequence of numbers. The rule is multiply by 2. Write the next three numbers in the sequence. Look at the sequence of numbers. The rule is multiply by 2. Write the next three numbers in the sequence. Question 30. The pie chart shows the proportion of pupils that walk to school or that go to school by bus, car, or train. Approximately what percentage of pupils walk to school? The pie chart shows the proportion of pupils that walk to school or that go to school by bus, car, or train. Approximately what percentage of pupils walk to school? Put your pens down. The test is finished.